From KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Kat Snow. Turn over a bottle of shampoo, and you'll see a long list of words you can't pronounce. And some of the ingredients in personal care products are known to cause cancer or disrupt hormones. A bill now in Congress would require the federal government to investigate these chemicals for the first time ever. KQED science reporter Leslie McClurg explains.
Carolina Mundo reaches for a bottle of shampoo inside her medicine cabinet. She pops open the lid and a tropical scent bursts into the air of her dorm room at UC Berkeley.
It says that it's natural, but you can really smell it, so I don't think it's that natural.
Mundo was a teen participant in a public health study published this spring. That's when she learned that many fragrances include toxic chemicals. That's why she's leery of her favorite shampoo.
I always thought that if they're on the counter or in their stores, the products are safe, but it turns out that they're not.
Mundo was shocked to learn the FDA doesn't test or even investigate the chemicals in personal care products before they go to market. The agency isn't even allowed to do that. Unlike the extensive testing required for drugs, it's completely up to companies to ensure their products are safe. That's why Mundo no longer uses makeup.
So it was really hard, like thinking all the time, like, oh, I have these parabens on my face and this is so bad. I have lead on my lips.
Lead is a neurotoxin. Parabens are endocrine disruptors that can interfere with estrogen and testosterone in the human body.
We're talking about chemicals in our environment that mimic or block or interfere with the naturally occurring hormones in our bodies.
Kim Harley is an epidemiologist at UC Berkeley. She led the study Mundo was a part of. Harley was interested in measuring the levels of four common endocrine disruptors in Latina teens.
The first thing we found was that almost all girls had detectable levels of these chemicals in their body.
Harley asked the girls to stop using products like body wash, lotion, and deodorant for 3 days. She was astounded by how quickly the body cleansed. Chemical levels dropped by as much as 45%.
So our concerns with endocrine disruption are, first of all, that it seems like very small levels of these chemicals may impact our health. And second of all, that it's a very diverse set of health effects.
There are alarming examples of how endocrine disruptors affect wildlife. The most famous was DDT. The pesticide threatened bald eagles because their eggshells became too thin. Harley stresses that research on these chemicals is limited, and we don't yet know what concentrations could be dangerous.
We know enough from animal studies and laboratory studies to be concerned about their estrogenic properties, but we're still really learning about whether they impact human health or not.
That's why California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein is sponsoring a bipartisan bill that would give the FDA more oversight to regulate makeup, lotions, and more.
The goal is to give somebody that buys a product eventually the knowledge that there's nothing in that product which in 5 years can cause you cancer or can disrupt your endocrine system.
Under Feinstein's bill, the FDA would be required to evaluate at least 5 common ingredients every year. If it's determined a chemical is dangerous, the agency would have recall authority. Big labels like Estee Lauder and Johnson & Johnson have signed on in support, but trade organizations are split, and none wanted to be interviewed for this story. For now, smartphone apps can help. Ashley McCormick scans the barcode of a small black box at a Sephora store in San Francisco.
So this Photo Finish Foundation Primer from Smashbox gets a 7.
McCormick is with the Environmental Working Group, an advocacy organization, and she's using the group's app called Skin Deep. It rates products based on research showing possible links to cancer, allergies, or reproductive harm.
So there's lots of red flags in this one, and it would be a product that I wouldn't buy.
McCormick finds that scores range widely, even across the same brand. So she recommends doing your homework before slathering on a product. Feinstein's legislation is expected to have a hearing this spring. I'm Leslie McClurg, KQED News.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the David B. Gold Foundation, the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabzanel Foundation.